As of Friday, 37 motorcyclists have been killed on the state's roads compared to 24 at this point last year. Office of Traffic Safety Director Mike Hansen says crashes are often preventable and responsibility doesn't fall solely on riders.
About half the time, the attributed cause can be a mistake by the motorcycle rider, but the other half of the time is clearly the mistake of the motor vehicle operator. And so, again, back to the core of my message, road safety is everybody's business. We're all in this together.
State Senator Judy Seeberger of Afton, who is also a paramedic and longtime motorcyclist, says she's open to stronger penalties for impaired and reckless drivers whose actions result in fatal crashes.
I would not be opposed to pursuing stricter penalties for people who do not who drive when impaired, who have multiple offenses, who drive recklessly, and who engage in conduct that result in preventable deaths.
But Seeberger draws the line at requiring helmets by law.
I will never support and I will not support any law mandating helmet use in the state of Minnesota. I agree with the mission of the St. Croix Valley Riders. It's everybody's choice how they ride, where they ride, when they ride. But I will always say you should be safe. When I ride, I do wear a helmet. I wear a full face helmet. I always say I got to protect the goods, right? But it's everybody's choice.
Traffic safety officials continue to encourage all motorists to watch for motorcycles and urge riders of every experience level to take advantage of training courses offered across Minnesota. With this Minnesota Minute, I'm Tasha Radel.